there were two professors, I guess, who helped me because I grew up in Puerto Rico. My name is Clemson Smith Muñiz. Smith because my father's from Philadelphia. Muñiz because my mother's from Puerto Rico. But I grew up in Puerto Rico. Spanish is my first language. And I really hadn't written in English until I started writing at the DP. And I remember the first story they assigned to me was about in the fall when they recruit all the freshmen and sophomores. And they told me to go write about the intramural program, the story you do every fall. So I go and interview the director of intramural programs at Gimbel Gym and come back, write the story. And DP deputy editor, Ed Wiest, God bless his soul, reads the story, tells me, not bad, but asks, where are the quotes? And I go, quotes? What are quotes? So I learned. So I improved my English, but I improved my English for two reasons. One, because I was a history major, and my favorite professor was Jack Reese, who taught European history and was a French specialist. So he spoke in a Romance language, French like Spanish. And one day he's reviewing my midterms, and it was him, not a TA. And right in the middle of conversation, he says, are you a foreigner? And I go, excuse me, I'm Puerto Rican. And he said, that explains it. I said, what? Well, I kept reading your test answers, and they're all in the Romance syntax. But he was the first person who made me realize that I wasn't making the mental switch of grammatically from Romance to Anglo-Saxon when I was writing in English. And that was an awakening, a fortunate one, which made me realize I had a, like, unofficially minor in English writing. So I signed up for English writing courses, and there was another teacher named Nora Maggett, who rest in peace, but who was very influential in a generation or many generations of DP writers from the 70s and 80s. And I ended up going to her courses, and I think I took two or three courses with her. They were just writing courses, and you wrote about everything, and she was very good, very nice, very friendly, but sure as heck made sure you wrote well in English. And I became a decent reporter because Jack Reese and Nora Maggett took time to point out something that was lacking.